Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the signs of the reappearance of Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salam. As you know, there's many signs for the reappearance of the Imam. These have been mentioned in the hadith. This is a subject that should be investigated meticulously in its own proper place. These hadiths, their chains of transmission, they should be assessed, and they should be measured with the criteria which have been mentioned for reliable hadiths in these books of science of hadiths. Right now, we don't have time to directly get into that. But a lot of these signs have been mentioned in very reliable hadiths. One of these hadiths which we would like to recite for you today is a hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. The Imam said, "Certainly there are signs prior to the uprising of Al-Qa'im from the Almighty Allah for the believers." I, meaning the transmitter of the hadith, whose name was Muhammad ibn Muslim, a very famous companion of some of our a'imma alayhi salam, he said, "I asked, and what are they? May Allah make me your ransom." He replied, "That is his verse." So the Imam alayhi salam, he references a Quranic verse regarding these signs. The verse in question is the following. He said, Allah says in this verse, "We will surely test you," meaning the believers, "before the reappearance of Al-Qa'im, with a measure of fear and hunger, bishay'im min al-khawfi wal-ju' wa naqsim min al-amwali wal-anfusi." This is a very famous verse of the Holy Quran. "We will surely test you," meaning the believers, "before the reappearance of the Al-Qa'im, with a measure of fear." So there will be, I guess, a lack of security in the world. People will be afraid. You know, this is something that we tangibly see today, right? There's no security in the world. You know, you go out, to buy a carton of milk, and you're not really sure if you're going to come back or not. With the ease at which people can buy handguns and guns and these kind of things, right? This is something that we tangibly see today. With a measure of fear and hunger meaning produce, there will be a deficiency of food, again, something that we see today, and a loss of wealth. People, their economically, their lives will be very deficient. Lives and fruit, death and destruction and produce, these are all signs of the Imam's appearance. And in the end, God says, "And give good news to the patient, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ," meaning throughout these trials and tribulations that people will go through, those people who are patient and bear these trials with patience, they will be the ones who, will be given good news and, be relieved by the advent of the Imam alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the signs of the reappearance of the Mahdi alayhi salam in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد